Concrete Rose, Chapter 19. It's 2 days before I can see out my eye good. 4 days later and it's still bruised. This is the first day back at school after Thanksgiving break, and my black eye getting me a lot of glances. I can't go down the hall without somebody staring or snickering. I find Rico and Junie at the spot under the staircase where his King Lords hang out, and they both go, "Damn," when they see me. "Who whooped your ass?" Rico asked. "I hope they look as bad as you do," Junie says. "Forget you all." "For real? What happened, Doug?" says Rico. "We'll get back at somebody if you want." "It's nothing. I bust my ass going down some stairs." Junie raises eyebrows. "Them stairs got fists? That's a black eye, my dude." "It was Mrs. Carter, wasn't it?" Rico says. "Your mama looked like she can throw hands." Junie nods. "Yep, she's fine, though." "What the hell? That's my mama, fool." "And? She got ass." Yeah, he motions his hand like it's going over her butt. "I'd gladly be your stepdaddy." I punch the mess out of his arm. "Ow, you need to be hitting whoever gave you that black eye." "Forget you. What's up with you all? How everything in the streets?" "Doug, did you hear? Sean got busted on Thanksgiving," Rico says. "What?" I almost yell. "You lying?" "I wish. He got pulled over during a traffic stop. You know they love to do them things during holidays. Cops found his piece and it wasn't registered. They took him downtown." I wondered why he hadn't come over on Thanksgiving. "He can't get bailed out." Junie shook his head. "He's a felon and they take that shit real serious. Homie may be in there a minute." "Damn. It don't seem like it was that long ago when I was riding around with Sean. I swear, in the garden you'll see a person one day and the next day they're either locked up or dead." "Who running the set then?" "All the big homies want to be in charge," Junie says. "I'm glad we're making money with King so I don't got to deal with Ed Bull." "Word," says Rico. "With Sean and Drake on it ain't the same. They were the only big homies who really cared about us. We've got to look out for ourselves now." "Damn. Don't know what else to say." "Don't trip, Mav. It's all good," Junior says. "Long as we got each other's backs, we'll be all right in these streets." In the meantime, Rico jump in. "We're trying to figure out how we're going to roll to this winter dance. You ought to come through." "Winter dance? Oh, dang, I forgot that's next weekend. I don't know, man." "Why not?" says Junie. "Your mama can watch your son like she did for the football game." "Not when I done got Lisa pregnant. I ain't ready to tell my boys that I've got another baby on the way. I don't need the whole school in my business." "Nah, she probably won't watch him for that. I don't got a date, no way." "Who said she's about a date? I'm rolling solo so I can get as much sloppy toppy as I want." Rico slapped palms with a laughing Junie. "We get a limo," Junie adds. "Gonna roll through in some fly-ass tuxes looking like the mafia. You can't miss out on this one." He talking limos and tuxes and I'm thinking dollars. "How much that gonna cost?" "You just have to put down a couple of hundred," says Rico. "Man, I got to get my son a new car seat. I can't waste money on no dance." "Is that why you rock them dusty kicks every day?" Rico asks, and Junie bursts out laughing. "My sneakers, them same Reeboks I bought this summer. By now I would have had a new pair. Every now and then I wonder how different things would be if I was still selling drugs. I'd have fresh kicks for sure, and I could buy seven everything you need. I can't go there. Dre wouldn't want me to." I shrug at Rico. "I got more important things to deal with than shoes." "We need to start calling you Old Man Carter," Rico says. "I take that back. My grandma'd get out more than you do, and she fresher than you." "Whatever," I mumble. The first bell ring for class. I follow Rico and Junie down the hall as they discuss the dance and their plans. It's like they speak in a language I ain't fluent in anymore. The words real familiar, but they done lost all meaning for me. Me and Junie go to history class. Mr. Phillips write notes on the chalkboard as we fill into the room. "Hope you're all prepared for today's exam," he says with his back to us. "I trust that you studied properly over the break." I stopped dead and closed my eyes. I didn't study for nothing. I was too caught up in the fact I got another baby on the way. This already ain't my day. I end up having 3 exams and I studied for none of them. Just what I need when my grade's already rocky. I rest my head back against this hard-ass seat. I'm riding the city bus downtown to meet Lisa and her doctors. She called me Friday, told me she had an appointment today after school and said I was welcome to come. That's it. Go get on my nerves, ma'am. Mr. Wyatt told me I can come to work whenever the appointment is over, but of course that means I'm going to have to stay late. I can never catch a break. Lisa's doctor's office is on the 5th floor of a skyscraper. People walk around the main lobby in suits with briefcases. I'm real out of place in my hoodie, jeans and backpack. I get on the elevator with this white lady and she pull her purse closer like she's scared I'm going to snatch it. People way more scared of me than they ought to be. I get off at the 5th floor and follow signs to the doctor's office. This definitely not the free clinic. Water streams down a fountain and elevator music play from some speakers. Fancy paintings hang from the walls. I let the receptionist know I'm here to meet up with somebody and I scope out the waiting area. Lisa near the back in the navy blazer and plaid skirt she got to wear to St Mary's. She made her uniform fresh by throwing on some Jordans. She fill out paperwork and ain't noticed that I'm here. The next person next to her has. Carlos stare me down. One of his hands bandaged up, probably from the sucker punch she gave me. I ignore that fall and sit on the other side of Lisa. I'm not late, am I? No, we just got... She look up and her mouth drop. Oh my God, Maverick, is that a black eye? It's nothing. That's not nothing. Lisa look at Carlos's hand. Then she look at me. She sighs. Did you two get into a fight? Carlos rub his nickels. It wasn't a fight. I beat his ass. This fool won once. Now we're talking shit. Only because I let you. Won't happen again. Oh, I'm more than happy to have a rematch. What it is then? You all, please, Lisa says. Don't start. Fine, Carlos says through his teeth. However, I have every right to be pissed that he ruined my little sister's life. He didn't ruin my life and he didn't make this baby by himself, Lisa says. I was a more than willing participant. Maverick told me he didn't have a condom and I still wanted to have sex with... Carlos cringe. I don't need to know more, thank you. Obviously you do. You do. If you're going to be mad at him, be mad at me as well. Believe me, I am mad at you. Yeah, Lisa says softly. You've made that pretty clear. Hold the hell up. What do you do to her? I swear, if he said some sideways shit to Lisa. Lisa Montgomery? A nurse call out. I know that voice. I look up and sure enough it's Mo. Ma's best friend open the door that lead back to the examining rooms. She see me and her eyes widen. Mav, what are you doing here? Me and Carlos follow Lisa over to her. Lisa got an appointment, I say. Ma told her the deal by now. She give Lisa a tiny smile. I thought that name looked familiar. How are you doing, sweetie? Okay, I guess. Ready to get this appointment done? You're in the right hands. Mo look at Carlos and raises eyebrows. Only one person is allowed back with the patient. I know, Carlos says, eyeing me. Just want to remind my sister that I'm out here if she needs me. Nah, he want to remind me. Lisa mumble, thank you, and step around Mo. I pat her brother's shoulder. Enjoy the wait, Colton. Before he can respond, Mo closes the door behind me. She leads us through a room where she checks Lisa's weight and her blood pressure. Another nurse takes some of Lisa's blood and have her go pee in a cup. After that, Mo leads us to an examining room and give Lisa a gown. You'll have to change into that, she says. Now don't be nervous. It's a simple exam. Dr. Bird will ask more questions than anything. Lisa, take a deep breath. Okay. We'll take good care of you. Faye would kill me otherwise. How's she doing, Mav? She good. Recovering from Thanksgiving. I'm surprised you ain't stopped by. Mo smiled dim a bit. I didn't want to cause any problems. Dr. Bird will be here shortly. She grab her clipboard and hurry out of the room. I frown and point my thumb back. What's up with that? Maverick. Nothing. Lisa shake her head. Never mind. It's not my place to say. Huh? What's not your place to say? Lisa sighs. You haven't figured it out yet, have you? I know my eyebrows practically touching. Figured out what? Lisa smirk. You're actually kind of cute when you're confused. Oh, word. I thought I wasn't shit. I never said that, Maverick. You assumed. She slip out of her blazer and yell this girl start to strip down right in front of me. I'm not complaining. I ain't a perv. But it catch me off guard. You got to take everything off, I ask. Yep. Her shirt going, then her bra-net's giving me a real good view. Man, I do love the sight of them things. I just be wanting to hold them sometimes. I ain't a perp, I swear. Lisa give me the evil eye. Stop looking at them. I look at the wall. You act like I ain't seen them before. You are more than welcome to go to the waiting room with Carlos. Okay, okay, I won't look. Good idea, she says. And I hear a zipper. I pick up this weird-looking toy on the table. It's kind of shaped like an upside-down triangle, but got two things sticking out on each side. Handles? I don't know. The middle part is red and pink. It tunnels down to an opening, like for a ball or something to go in. What kind of toy is this? I ask Lisa. That's a uterus, Maverick. I drop that thing so damn fast. Lisa snort. It's only a model, relax. You can look now. Her clothes and sneakers in a small pile on the chair beside me. And she's on the edge of the examining table in the gown. She swing her feet back and forth. Carlos really messed you up, huh? That's what everybody say. Granny wanted to call the cops and get him arrested for assault. Ma wouldn't let her. She said I earned it. A little, I say. I never give him that much credit. I let him win. I deserve everything he had for me. No. Lisa looked down. Mav, I'm sorry for what I said the other day. You don't got to apologise. Yeah, I do. I threw a couple of jabs that I shouldn't have. It must run in the family. Lisa rolled her eyes. I'm glad you can joke about getting beat up. I am just saying straight up, I'm sorry too. You weren't lying. There is a lot I don't know when it comes to the street. Nothing wrong with that. Wish there was some stuff I didn't know myself. Anyway, how you feeling? Everything good at Miss Rosalie's and at school? Morning sickness sucks, obviously, Lisa says. So does afternoon and night sickness. Yesterday was better. I only threw up in the morning. So far, so good today. Miss Rosalie's been fine. School's interesting. How so? Earlier, I had to tell Coach that I'm pregnant. Less than an hour later, I was called to the front office. One of the sisters and the chaplain waited for me. What they want? Lisa watched her feet swing. They want to discuss my salvation. Told me that I committed a sin by having premarital sex and by breaking my purity pledge. They said I must seek forgiveness, and if I have an abortion, I get eternal damnation. What the hell? There's a whole lot I don't know when it comes to God, but that sounds like some bull. You believe that? I believe God is way more merciful than they are, Lisa says. I told them I don't plan on having an abortion. They want me to put the baby up for adoption. Gave me info on a Catholic agency they've worked with in the past. First off, why are they in a business like that? Second, why the hell does the school work with an adoption agency? Is that what you want to do? No, I want to keep my baby. I told them the same thing. They went into this spiel saying I must marry you so my baby isn't born out of wedlock. We can hit the courthouse, ain't nothing but a thing. Her face dropped. What? I'm playing Lisa, dang. But something else has been on my mind. We can't at least be boyfriend and girlfriend though? Yeah, I want to get back with her. I wanted that since we broke up. Mav, I told you this baby doesn't mean we're a couple. I ain't saying that's the reason we should get back together either, but why can't we? She pushed a strand of hair behind her ear. I don't want to be with a gangbanger, Mav. You used to hang with me and the homies. I don't see why it's a big deal now. That right there is a problem, she says softly. You don't see a problem. Lisa, there's a knock on the door and this heavy-set black lady with freckles come in. Well, hello, I'm Dr. Bird. How are you two today? Wait a minute. Black receptionist, black nurse, black doctor, everybody who work here is black. I didn't know that was possible, not the right word. I'll just say I didn't know. Dr. Bird confirmed that Lisa is pregnant. She asked Lisa if she continuing with the pregnancy. Once Lisa tells her she is, Dr. Bird get into her medical history and her family's medical history. She want to know mine too. I tell her that Mark got asthma and that Pop's baby sister had sickle cell. She died when she was 14. I also tell her Seven allergic to cats. We found out when Aunt Nita kept him and he sneezed every time her cat Bubbles got near him. Dr. Bird don't flinch at the fact that I already got a baby. She don't talk down to us or turn her nose up because we're 17. She real sweet and understanding. She do what she call a pelvic exam. And damn, I didn't know OB-GYNs did so much. She get in there, if you know what I mean. Lisa talked to her about school and stuff, as if this woman not all up in her. Yeah. After the exam, Dr. Bird allowed us to ask questions. Lisa came with a list. For real, she pull a notebook from her backpack. She asked everything from, do I need to change my diet to, can I have sex while I'm pregnant? That one get my full attention. I'm surprised she asked, that's all. I'm real surprised when Dr. Bird say yeah. Won't the baby see it, I ask. You know, the... I wiggle my eyebrows. Dr. Bird chuckle. She know what I'm getting at. The baby won't see anything. You have any other questions, young man? You've been so quiet, I almost forgot you were here. I'm good. This Lisa's appointment. Dr. Bird spin her chair toward me. You're here. You obviously want to be involved. What would you like to know? I don't want to sound dumb. When are we going to know what we're having? When are you going to do the video thing? The ultrasound, Dr. Bird says. We won't be able to determine the sex of the baby this early in the pregnancy. However, we are doing an ultrasound today. We are? Lisa asks. Mm-hmm. It can help me figure out your due date. We may hear a heartbeat. She set up some machine and helped Lisa get situated on the examining table. This ain't like the ultrasounds on TV where they put gel on Lisa's stomach. Dr. Bird put some kind of wand up Lisa's... Yeah, this OB-GYN stuff is wild. What if you see something's wrong? Lisa asks. We'll focus on that if we get to that, Dr. Bird says. Relax for now. I go to Lisa's side and take her hand. She actually let me hold it. The ultrasound screen resembled a TV that lost a signal. Everything black and white and fuzzy. There's a part in the middle that looked like a black hole. And in that, there's a small white blob. And there's our baby, Dr. Bird says. I squint. That little blob thing. Lisa backhand my chest. It's not a blob. It's a little peanut. Dr. Bird laughs. I get why you called it a blob. Look closely and you can make out the head and the limb buds. Part of it do look like a little round head and little things stick out near the bottom. I think I see them. I see them, Lisa whispered. And that part that's thumping in the middle? That's the heart, Dr. Bird says. Sometimes you can't hear it this early, so don't be alarmed. But let's see if we can. She twists a knob on the ultrasound machine and a muffled bump, bump, bump through the room. I don't got words. Don't think any good enough. Lisa's eyes glisten. That's my baby. I mean, my embryo. Dr. Bird smiles. That's your embryo. She later tells us that Lisa's due date is around mid-July. So far, everything looked good. Dr. Bird prints out an ultrasound picture for Lisa and one for me and write a prescription for prenatal vitamins. She wants to see Lisa in a month. Lisa gets dressed and I lead her to the waiting room and toward the billing desk. Lisa too caught up in her ultrasound to pay attention to where she's going. My little peanut, she murmurs. Her mama's insurance cover most of the visit. As mean as Ms. Montgomery is, I'm surprised she didn't take Lisa off. Lisa only got something called a copay that we got to cover. I slide my backpack off and search for my wallet. How much is it? $20, the older black lady at the desk says. I only got a stick of gum. Mr. Wyatt paid me last week. I covered the light bill, the water bill, and bought some toys for $7. I got to have more than this. I search my wallet and my backpack all over. Lisa watch and the lady at the desk watch. My bad, I mumble. My cheeks burn. I know I got it. Mav, it's okay, Lisa says. I can pay it. No, I got it. I just got to find... What's wrong? Carlos asks. He would bring his nosy butt over here. Nothing. I got it. My copay is $20, Lisa explains. Mav's trying to pay, but this dude pushed me aside. He take out his wallet and hand the lad the 20. The lady 20. Somebody here has too many kids to pay for. Man, if we weren't in this doctor's office. Only got one other kid, fool. Apparently one too many. Exactly how do you plan on taking care of my sister's child? My jaw tightened. That ain't your concern. In other words, you don't know how. Figures. Come on, Lisa, he says. I'll take you out to eat, which is more than this thug can do. My niece or nephew is probably hungry. I wait for Lisa to defend me, but she stare at the floor and push a braid behind her ear. Talk to you later. She follow her brother out of the doctor's office and I'm left alone with a stick of gum. Lisa depending on me, seven depending on me, and so is my new baby. It's real clear that I can't do much for any of them with what Mr. Wyatt pay me. If I can't pay a $20 copay, I damn sure can't pay for diapers or food. The way Dre wanted me to live just won't work. I gotta get back in the drug game.